Well, it's time once again for a Farmers Appreciation Month feature, and today we have the pleasure of visiting with Dave Raw with RPM Soils. Dave, welcome back to WSMI Studios.
Hi, Katie. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you here again this year and to catch up on some things. I guess we'll start off again about talking about your background. You're a local guy, and people in the ag industry probably are familiar with who you are, but remind us again your background and just a little about you.
Locally, I work with NRCS. I've been in the soil consulting business in this area for 12 years, and so I'm somewhat familiar to local potential clients.
Good to know. It's always nice to have a local voice on the air and have a local face at a business when somebody calls and needs some work done. I know you have several services that RPM Soils offers, one of the main ones being soil testing, but several other things that you can do. So let's talk about those services that you can provide farmers.
Okay. Well, our soil testing includes sampling and recommendations, and that's our the bread and butter of our business. However, we do have a lot of other things available to help with. One of the things is nitrogen management. We can do nitrogen testing. Whether you've applied or not, we use a pre-side dress nitrate test. Well, soil health is a big buzzword right now, and we do have the Haney soil health test available, and the lab is really complete service, so if you're interested in water testing or almost anything, we can figure out how to do it.
And you do work with a specific lab, right?
Yes, you work with Brookside Laboratories in New Bremen, Ohio.
And they're very well known, recognized?
Very well known, very high quality work. And the training they provide is second to none. So that's one of the reasons why we use them, is just to have the opportunity to train and to network with over 200 consultants around the world.
Do you have regular trainings? I know you mentioned you just came back from Florida not too long ago, but are you always trying to stay on the cutting edge of what's new?
Yeah, we try to make it to maybe one big training opportunity in a year. Last year we went to National No-Till Conference. This year we did the Ag Data Conference. And then the lab provides us with training once a year, and you'll probably see me at an extension program through the year as well.
Does a lot change from year to year? Are new things introduced, or has research been done?
Well, In the soil fertility program, things like the soil health test and the nitrogen test, while not new, is probably not used a lot in Illinois. So we try to keep up with those kinds of things, and we also try to keep up with general crop production practices. Last year there were a lot of problems in the early season with crop stress. Most of that we found when we did troubleshooting was related to fertility. You know about the dicamba issues that came up later in the growing season. And
yes.
We looked at a lot of those too. We don't just confine ourselves to soils, but we do a lot of soil work.
Well, as I said, but right before I asked you what services you offer, you have several, and you've added something new to the business. Goes hand in hand. You mentioned looking at some dicamba issues. That's kind of something to do with scouting. And so, Dave, tell us what's new for RPM Soils.
Well, RPM Soils just purchased an Ag Eagle drone, and it's pretty amazing. In the old days with drones, you got color photographs and maybe not geo-referenced, and this we get near-infrared photographs that are then processed into various formats that we can use that'll show us different things depending on the format, and also it's it's processed quickly. Sometimes you used to have to wait for a week or so to get your information back. This is overnight at the worst. So,
other than just pictures of the plants and getting an aerial image and being able to see the whole field, you know, versus walking through, are there things that can tell you the health of the plant too, or is that something
yes,
different?
Yes, the near infrared does give us the ability to look at the health of the plant, so we can maybe. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to be able to see, but we will be able to see crop conditions if it's wet or dry. One of the things that early on I hope to do is, if people want to try it, is check on the wheat condition. You know, the when the wheat breaks dormancy, people are going to have to make a decision as to whether to keep it or plant something else. I'm hoping to be able to use it for that. Insect infestations, disease, all those kinds of crop health issues show up in the condition of the plant. So we're hoping to be able to pinpoint some problem areas if people think they might have some.
That's got to be exciting for you, Dave. I mean, it's exciting for me to ask about it and know that this new technology is out there. But for someone who's been in the industry so long, to have this really changes the work that you do.
Well, it can, it can help us do our soil work better, too, in that I'm hoping that we'll be able to find problem areas with soils just as much as problem areas with plants. And when we use it for that, of course, we won't be charging anyone for it. It'll just be, hey, we know you got issues out here. We're going to fly this and see if we can help us address those better. But then it's also exciting from the standpoint, as I said, the technology has come a long way. I bought a drone early on, and it really was more of a toy than a drone. In fact, I'm probably going to give it to my nephew for a toy.
Well, you got to start somewhere. It's great to start out simple and learn the basics and then move up.
Absolutely.
So, Dave, I guess it's getting ready to be busy season, and your services... as you said, soil testing, crop scouting, a lot of that takes place in the spring. And I also want to have you talk about how this is really important for farmers to take advantage of, because, you know, money's tight right now. There's not a lot of room to make huge mistakes on your operation and not, you know, be really hurting. This is a way to save some money, maybe not put nutrients where you don't need them. Those are all things you can help with.
Yeah. We almost always find that our variable rate technology saves people some money on materials. And if we can find only one sample area that doesn't need fertilizer, that more than pays for our services. And also, if you are on a tight budget, we can help you prioritize where to spend your fertilizer dollars. So we don't just make computerized recommendations. We actually take the time to get to know your operation and find out if you can afford what we recommend, and if not, we adjust accordingly.
And best way to maybe schedule a visit from you, call, website,
yes.
What's the best way?
Give me a call at 217-494-7451. Our website is rpmsoils.com. We're also on Facebook at RPM Soils LLC.
All right. Thank you so much. We have been visiting for this Farmers Appreciation Month feature with Dave Raw of RPM Soils. Dave, thanks again.
Thanks, Katie.